Welcome to the Healing Petloss podcast. My name is Marianne Sussi. I'm the founder of healingpetloss.com and author of the books Healing Petloss, From Grief to Gratitude After Petloss, The Healing Petloss Two-Letter Writing Technique, and Healing Petloss Guilt. In this episode of the Healing Petloss podcast, we meet angel dog Stasia. As I prepare to do the Sacred Spirit Journey to connect with Natasha's angel dog Stasia, I look at the photo of Stasia. As I do, I see not only Stasia, but I also get an image of a unicorn. I center in my heart, and Stasia is now before me. She is drawn to my heart area and takes a leap into my heart space. From my heart center, I can go out in my usual journey landscape, but today Stasia surprises me as she does the following. It suddenly feels and looks like my heart area has rounded walls that, when you touch them, they can spin around. As Stasia touches the wall, moving it a little to the right, a new door appears that I had not seen before now. It's a temporary door into my landscape, Stasia says, smiling. The door opens to a most beautiful landscape. A spring forest with lots of sunlight shining through and between the leaves of the trees. The trees are not only covered in new leaves, but are also filled with beautiful, fragrant apple blossoms. I take a deep breath in and feel at peace and revitalized. Stasia is at home here, and joyfully she goes around among the trees and explores. She stands still over by a tree and I go and see what she's looking at. She's standing by a baby deer. It's very small, so it must be a recent newborn. I say, how precious and beautiful. Stasia and I walk a little bit away from the deer so that its mother may return. Stasia says with gentleness, I wanted to show you that precious, innocent new life. It's also a gift. A blessing for Natasha. With my passing, Natasha suffered a great loss, the loss of a soulmate. A message or lesson of the baby deer in this situation is that with death, new life also follows, just like you see with the seasons changing. If she opens her heart and mind with thankfulness, she can feel and see me still when she centers in her heart. Her heart is filled with my love, my joy, and my light. Our lives were and are so intertwined that even when I have passed, I am still very much present in her life. She can especially experience that when she expands her awareness to include her spiritual self, the divine, and nature. When she rises above the mind or simply centers in her heart and let the gratitude she feels for our life together fill her whole being and expand even further outwards in all directions of time and space. Then she can easily meet me here in my divine landscape. The baby deer represents the purity of our love, the magic that is life, and the presence of the divine within us all. In that moment, Natasha shows up, goes to and embraces Stasia, who is radiant, and says to Stasia, I heard you, followed your instructions, and here I am. Stasia smiles and points in the direction of the baby deer. The deer's mother has returned and stands by her baby, caring for it, protecting it. Her love for her baby is strong and moving. Natasha says, that indescribable, powerful, unconditional, and divine love is what I feel for you, Stasia, and also a soul-deep connection with and responsibility for you. We are connected at a soul level without a doubt. You are part of me. I cannot properly explain or understand it, but my heart knows. When I see, feel, and experience with my heart, everything is crystal clear and makes perfect sense. In my heart, no words are needed. Intellectual knowledge is replaced with wisdom and intuitive knowing. Thank you, my sweet Stasia, for everything. I love you more than life itself. She picks up Stasia and holds her tight, close to her heart. Together they stand still, just being. This moment is all there is. Deep peace fills our hearts and souls and this whole place. Stasia lifts her head and looks Natasha in the eyes and says with great tenderness and deep love, "My dearest one, my heart's heart, my love for you is as deep as the deepest well, as big as the infinite universe, as bright as a million suns, and as pure as a newborn baby deer." "Why deer?" you may ask. Well, deer is found in the forest. They are alert and swift, and they have an air of mystery and magic about them. There's also a feeling of being blessed when meeting one. Did you know that when you are so fortunate as to meet a deer, a unicorn is nearby? Be very still. Center in your heart with trust, faith, and deep gratitude and reverence, and you may just get a glimpse of unicorn. The unicorn's message is, as you know, about believing in the magical aspect of life, or in a being or something you cannot see. To believe anything is possible, even miracles. Unicorn teaches us to walk with soft steps, to let our walk on earth be like a prayer. Just think of me and our life together. Then you know exactly what I mean. If you could put my love for you into pictures, it would be a beauty that only the divine could create. As you can see and feel, my heart overflows with the love we share, the many wonderful moments we experienced together, the fun we had, the adventures we went on, the tough times where we stood side by side and made it through, the quiet moments when I held you in my love and you held me in your arms. Focus on the gratitude. That is all you need. Gratitude is in your heart and can take you anywhere you want to go. I will be by your side. And if you wish, you can join me here the way you did in the beginning. Be open to what your intuition guides you to do and what images, landscapes, or words come to you. Know in your heart that I'm well and that you will be okay too. Take your time. Grief is not to be rushed through. Let it take the time it takes. And instead of seeing it as something painful to avoid, why not see as a way to honor the deep love we share? For when you look beyond the pain, you will find the love. As Dasha stops speaking, we see an impressive big white unicorn step forward from behind one of the trees. As it reaches us, the tree, whose crown is above us, releases many of its blossoms that then fall on us like gentle rain. The fragrant apple blossoms are all around us in the air and on the ground. Unicorn stands before Natasha, bends its head and says to her, "Take the crystal necklace I have around my neck. It is a gift for you. Receive it with my blessings." Natasha is deeply moved and gently steps forward and takes the necklace offered by Unicorn. She looks at it and is amazed how its many crystals shine with light in all the colors of the rainbow. She puts it on and as she does, is enveloped in an aura of clear rainbow light. It is very beautiful. Natasha thanks Unicorn and Stasia. She also waves to Mother and Baby Deer, who are now lying together by the tree. Stasia says, "My beautiful friend, thank you for everything and for coming here to meet me. It is with love, gratitude and faith I will now send you home with my blessings. We will meet again. Listen for my footsteps or go within your heart. When you call, I will come, always. Goodbye for now, my sweet love." They say goodbye and Natasha walks home. It is easy for her to find her way home, for the path she is to follow is sprinkled with apple blossoms. Natasha gets home safely. I say thanks and goodbye to Stasia, Deer and Unicorn and return home. I end the journey. And that was the Sacred Spirit Journey with Angel Dog Stasia. You can read this journey at healingpetlos.com. And if you wish to receive a message from your own animal friend that has passed, go to healingpetlos.com and click the link at the top of the page where it says "Receive a message." Blessings and peace to you and your angel animals.